Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Eyes are hurting.
We did yoga, Mom.
Oh. Is that what it is?
I love these two. They're hilarious.
The other women are kind of tiring. But the mom and daughter going at each other, throats, I enjoyed.
Like when she was putting on green eyeshadow and the mom said,
hideous.
Your face looks like a swamp.
At one point, she's like, Mom, get off your phone. Do you notice how old people are always interested in tech? The older you are.
They were hilarious. I like this charter more than the people are letting on.
Well, the others were, they were just slightly annoying. I think they were mostly the daughter's friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was their birthdays.
Yeah.
But I liked the mom and the daughter. Everybody else was kind of like, eh.
I mean, Lisa's a mom. Well, Lisa, right?
Lisa.
And then
Lisa.
That Dolly Parton wig she had was amazing. I respect that. I knew you would respect the wig.
I did. That the women who were dressed like Guy Fieri looked just like the two lesbians I hung out with at Lake Tahoe.
You know what? That looked just like the lesbian who runs the Southern Oklahoma Pride.
Yes.
That's true.
Like, you take the goatee off, Crocs and the shorts, that's them.
That's them.
I love lesbians.
October 22nd, y'all, be in Ardmore. I keep meaning to,
not
I need
Captain
to tell
Sandy,
people.
Though.
No, Captain yeah. Sandy's a different vibe
yeah.
altogether.
She is.
Y'all, this is Below Deck Mid. Right?
Below Deck
yeah.
Mid.
Not Badoo.
The Bold and the Betrayal.
The Bold and the Betrayal. Boy. Season 7, episode 11.
Y'all,
good episode.
We're two-thirds of the way through the season.
And shit, the cracks are starting to show.
It's interesting because we usually have a two-part finale. I think definitely we're going to have one for this time with all the Tosh, Dave shit.
16 episodes?
Usually 16. Yeah. And so we've got five more.
So basically one more charter. They do two
more charters, probably.
Ooh.
Because this was the end of this one. So probably two more charters. Yeah.
Being on a ship really is like summer camp.
I don't know if that's fair to say.
But no, but it is in that when you see...
We've never been on... the way you say it is like the work is easy.
No, I don't mean to say that. Yeah. I mean like just you see the alliances,
you
the
mean
bond,
the personalities. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember Felicia Hendon and what was her name? Mackenzie McBride... Not Mackenzie. What was her? Because that's her daughter.
Riveting.
Melissa. Felicia Hendon and Melissa McBride, because Mackenzie wasn't a name when we were kids, but her daughter is now.
Right.
Anyway. They, because she married another guy whose name is McBride. They're not related.
Speed it up.
Anyway, they were best friends when they went to Falls Creek Baptist Church camp. And they came back and never talked to another one again.
What happened?
Nobody knows. We still don't know.
That was a shitty ending.
Well, no, we don't know. Maybe. I always got kind of like a Captain
Sandy
vibe from Felicia.
What if they had a lesbian, they had their first lesbian encounter, and one wanted it and the other didn't.
I think Felicia probably wanted it. I don't know what she's doing now. She's not on social, but she used to beat up all the boys.
Mm.
That increases your chances.
We need to move on. For the good of, for the good of the country.
But there was always people at fault that went to Falls Creek. Nothing like those Baptists. They just fought at camp. So that's what this reminds me of. They would always, biggest fights at Falls Creek.
Really?
Oh, yes. We never,
I didn't go to a Baptist camp, though. I went to a Methodist camp.
Well, Methodists are more easygoing than I think Baptists.
Well, I think that's probably true.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
That's why I only went once to see my girlfriend and see Point of Grace, and then I got the fuck out of there until they tried to ask my Catholic ass if I was washed in the blood or some shit like that.
Did you visit?
Well, we went to see Point of Grace. Again, they thought one guy tried to talk to me, and I said, I got to go, and I left.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yep, I'm good. I'm good. Go to St. Mary's. That's not a church.
Y'all worship Mary.
But you worship Mary, not the blood. That's what I heard.
Really
all the time.
Are obsessed with Jesus' blood, aren't they?
Yes.
It's a blood cult.
Get it? Yeah. Don't get it.
The less talked about, the better.
Anyway, y'all come see us live on the Double It Tour.
Double It Tour.
Come to Tamps. Come see us in Tamps, especially
two nights in Tamps.
Two nights in Tampa and a poodle slutty. Don't leave your husband or you'll see him never.
Yeah, y'all. Second night of Tampa is anything goes.
It's Poodle's birthday extravaganza.
Yeah, it's gonna be something. It's all I'll choose all my favorite things to talk about.
Oh yes,
yeah. If I want to talk about Sister Wives, I will. If I want to talk about, I don't know, The Wire, I will. Probably not The Wire.
If I want to have some things happen in the middle of the show, I will.
No, you won't.
I'll just have some things.
Run by me.
But I just want to change my costume up before I go on just to surprise you. I can.
Nope. I get the costume changes on my birthday show.
Well, I don't know.
I need to start planning those.
Could be some surprises.
Every time I come out, it'll be a new outfit.
We could do a whole This Is Your Life, and I just invite people from your past. Could bring your mother.
Don't think that's a good idea.
Just bring up, not your mother, actually. I would just bring people. This is your fuck list. And I just bring up people you fucked.
That I don't like. I'm like, no, JFK Jr.'s dead. How are you going to find him?
Well, flew him in.
He's still alive. According to QAnon, he's still alive.
It's true.
That
frog keeps wishing. Anyway, all right.
Should we get into tea bags?
My first tea bag is, and maybe I'm a little bit into California too long. It scares me, but at the same time, I think yoga on a surfboard in the ocean is kind of cool.
It is on a little paddleboard, yeah.
I think that's going to be really hard.
I feel like you'd fall over.
I would just scream the whole time. So would you. We would both just go, okay, ow!
I would not scream the whole time.
You would. You would almost fall in and go, ow! You would too.
Maybe.
Y'all kind of
I am a squealer.
Have you done yoga on the ocean?
It seems like it'd be more productive. I guess maybe you're using more core strength.
I guess it would seem very peaceful unless you think about that. Sharks usually think people on yoga things look are on surfboards look more like seals, and so you're getting That's yourself true. More chance to get eaten.
You are terrified of sharks.
Terrified of sharks, even though only 1 in 111 million people die in a shark attack.
I am
terrified because of jaws.
I used to fantasize at the beach that a shark was out there. Like I was so intrigued by it, but I kind of am a danger slut.
Wow. That's fucking dark.
I wanted things to take. I wanted to be in a different place than I was. So I was thinking about what if things were more excited. What if there was a shark waiting for me out there?
It's a wonder you're alive. Truly, it's a wonder you're alive.
Just gonna chase in that rush my whole life.
Yeah.
What's
yours? That was it.
Kyle talked to Frank on the phone for an hour and a half.
And also,
get a fucking life. I just can't with this.
It's pretty. Come on, you met one time. Like you saw each other for a total of 48 hours. No, two. Yeah. And you act like this is the love of your life. And it also is kind of affecting him.
Andy's going to come for him with this.
I think so. And it's also why he's being so, he's kind of being extra bitchy to this crew.
And less focused.
And less focused to this charter. Yes. And I'm like,
he's like, my heart's not in it. Okay.
I mean, I'm all great. I love the episode when they met each other. That was great. They get, but it's, again, it's that person from summer camp who, after the summer camp relationship, thinks it's going to work out.
Here's the thing. Because this is on television, I want them to either be together or have some kind of huge blow up and nothing ever happens. But Kyle's already with someone. Like, yeah. He's Biff's with, and like, it's
a doctor.
Like, yeah, and like, I'm just kind of like,
what did we do wrong?
I guess I'm thinking this. It's just too much.
Either Frank's with someone too.
Yes.
Apparently, the rumors are they did date for a little bit.
Really?
After this. Wait, I saw that somewhere. Someone messaged me some little blurb.
But they don't live in the same city.
I don't know.
And they're a mismatch to me.
I think they're like that. You know what they remind me of? They reminded me of my first boyfriend when I came out and I was like 20 years old. Like, it usually is a mismatch, your first gay relationship, because mm-hmm. you're just kind of like, okay.
Finding your best friend.
Especially when you're fucking Texas. You're like, I'm gay, you're
gay.
But
you were the same age.
We were the same age, yes. Yeah. They are, aren't they? No, Frank's older.
Yeah.
Frank is older. But yeah, it's just, I'm like, why are you still so, I mean, I guess, does Kyle have, like, he got out of a long-term relationship.
Well, but he wasn't fuck around, actually, because they were almost in secret. But here's my issue. It just feels extremely immature.
And, codependent.
Yeah, and it just, and I feel like I'm being a kind of like a negative Nancy about it, but it's just to the point where it's like, come on. How much can we play this up?
It seems like we have milked everything we can out of this.
But seriously, you're talking on the phone with him for an hour and a half when you're supposed to be doing your job?
I mean, I've only talked to, I think, Aunt Peggy for an hour and a half, and that's just because she keeps talking
about
everybody.
She wouldn't let you off.
She wouldn't let me off the phone.
Well, Bridget Green.
Oh, Bridget Green. That's our friend. Yeah. That's a 3-hour coffee. She's coming in like next weekend.
Oh, my God.
I know. You're going to hang out with her.
Oh, Jesus. I need to have an exit strategy.
We're going
to
meet her boyfriend.
That's right.
I love her. She's good people. Well, you do too.
So I love her. So I don't know. It just annoyed me.
No, I rolled my eyes at it too. I was like, really? We're doing this?
And if I was Tosh, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It kind of seemed like we're getting, which is good, I guess, with the fight. It's something interesting. We're getting, y'all, classic Sandy in this. But a lot of, we just keep getting the same, it's okay, it's good, but we're getting the same beats. Meaning, like, my next teabag is, Storm is, again, asked Jason to do something to clean this shit. And he sees a bucket and a mop just laying on the deck, which even I was like, who fucking leaves shit just laying on the deck like that? And again, he talks to Jason, and Jason's like, where am I supposed to put it? Like,
It's also standoffish about it.
Jason doing a half-assed job and not claiming any responsibility for it. And that, I mean, we can breathe in, but
it's like Dewey Decimal system.
And he said, boy, I bet that's the first time you ever heard a Dewey Decimal joke on here. And I wanted to make...
Hopefully the last.
Hopefully. And I wanted to make fun of him for making such an old person joke, but then I realized you've been making old person jokes.
I'd make a Dewey Decimal
But yours are better than that.
Thank
one.
You.
I'm
I appreciate
give you that.
That,
that
Thank
was
you.
Not good.
No.
Not good.
No. No. He said, like, I'd rather learn the Dewey Decimal System. But,
Here's
the Dewey Decimal System is not that hard.
Again, kind of, we were just talking about this on The Single Life, which, God, y'all, The Single
there
Life
There is a
so
number
good.
Range for everything.
It's true.
I'll get off this soapbox.
Don't. You're going to undercut yourself from trying to, like, shade him. You're just going to look nerdier. But I'm going to say this. We were talking about this on The Single Life with this guy Veronica's dating, but Jason is not interesting.
No.
He's just boring.
He is, and he's a bit of a dick, which
it's okay
makes
if
it
someone's
worse.
Boring and they're nice, but he's a dick, and he thinks he's not boring.
Well, like Natasha said, he should have been gone 3 weeks ago, if you ask me.
Talia said that.
I said Natasha. Yeah, Natalia.
It's fine. Yeah, because y'all, We've learned that Talia's not passive aggressive. She's just aggressive.
I'm starting to like her.
In a way, I do. I think she is a manipulator.
Yeah.
But I do. I appreciate it. But
she's sped it's up. Just such
a, this is going to sound terrible and make me sound shallow, but it's a waste with Jason because he is a nice looking guy and has a really good body.
Agree. He needs to fix that chin beard. And that hair.
He could shape it up, but God, such a waste of a pretty person.
I agree. It's a waste of handsomeness.
Oh, yeah. I bet he fucks like rolled up carpet.
That is such a vivid metaphor. Like smelly.
Yes, we used to go to Cook Paints all the time, and I would just play on the rolled up carpet because it would just lay there. And it smelled kind of like chemicals.
Why were there carpet at Cook Paints?
Because they kept the paint. Well, they did paints and carpet. And so they...
Why were you playing around?
Because my mom was building... She was building spec houses with my dad. Houses that we build and sell. So she would go pick out the interiors.
Maybe those paints had lead. And that's why you can't remember anything.
I don't think so at all. But I would jump around on the carpets. And then I kind of also enjoyed it because I had a crush on, because the Graves owned that, and Stephen Graves, his dad, owned it, and I thought Stephen Graves was cute. He's still cute
did
now.
Did you know that then?
Yeah, but he's still cute. No, oh, yeah, I was attracted to him. Then he didn't look anything like his dad, and we all thought that was weird. Come to find out, he looked just like Mr. Bogle, and turns out, like, he found out when he was, like, 27 years old, he was actually Mr. Bogle's son.
Stop!
And the Bogles were a huge, reputable family. I love the Bogles.
Not like the Pinks or the Whites or what? Who owned the paint?
The Talaferros. Oh, the Cooks.
The
paint.
Cooks.
The Graves. The Graves owned that.
I see.
Yeah. So anyway, but had big crush on Stephen. But now I don't know what he's doing now. I know he had a little bit of problem with drinking, but I think it got better. But I think because he found out he had a different father, it bothered him.
If anyone ever wonders why the shows are long.
That's not true.
I'm just going to go right into my next one.
Anyway.
This is not good. We need to manage this chaos. This stew pantry is a mess.
Disgusting.
Fuck. Beep.
Beep.
Yeah, that's going to pay off later.
Y'all, just wait.
Put a pin in that one.
Put a pin in Captain Sandy.
My next one, that was the little small one. Dave is a new man. Again, he's either been given medication or...
The Lexapro kicked in.
I guess.
Or something. Something. But also it's a little bit because Tosh is giving him attention, like positive attention.
Yes! Ugh!
And he, like, at one point she asked, this later on the show, but she asked him to do something. He says, anything for you.
Yes.
And I went, gross, don't be that person.
And he even said, I'm just going to wait till Tosh, you know, she's having a hard time right now. I'm just going to wait patiently for her. I also need to mention, all my teabags are kind of short, but these are moments that I needed to mention.
Okay.
Natalie starts singing Happy Birthday, and I wrote down, this might be the most tone-deaf rendition of this horrible song ever uttered on television.
Oh, God.
She was like, happy birthday to you.
It wasn't good.
It's the shouting of the song, y'all.
No.
It's a terrible song anyway. With a very hard-to-sing melody. That octave jump. Happy birthday.
I know it bothers you. It really bothers you.
Y'all, you will see me. Now, thank God you can barely sing it at restaurants because of they don't like you to.
You should write a new happy birthday song.
Write a new happy birthday song for every birthday cameo I do.
Well, you should write just one song and it become the new anthem of birthdays.
Too much pressure. Think how much pressure that is. You have to write the next happy birthday song. The song that will be sung for everyone's birthday.
That sounds like a really bad reality voice competition. And welcome to the new birthday song.
The next great birthday song. This birthday for this.
This birthday for this.
No.
I'm your host.
Cat Deely.
She would never do that. Wouldn't. Don't you take her name out of your mouth with the worst. Don't you say that.
No. Joe Jonas.
Don't you say that about Joe Jonas. How dare you?
Okay, who's the host?
He would never. That host, it would be like Kim Fields. If someone hasn't done something in a while. Although, you know what? I love. Take your Kim Fields name out of your mouth.
You know Kim Fields is in her 50s now.
But I love her.
I know, but I'm
she
just
hasn't
saying,
done much.
Who would it be?
It would be. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hosted by Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that track.
Is everybody ready for their next birthday song?
Weren't you on a game show hosted by Sherry Shepherd?
Yes, I was. It was a bargain basement game show.
Didn't you make her laugh, though?
Yes. And I won $11,000.
You did win $11,000.
It was fun.
Yeah, probably Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
Who would be the judges?
Oh, God.
Like Vanilla Ice?
Yes. It'd be Vanilla Ice. They'd cast... Oh, it'd be someone awful. Vanilla Ice, Maria Menounos, and...
Anybody who followed me from AfterBuzz laughed at that.
Howie Long. That's it. I've got your panel.
I kind of feel like Howie Long's better than that, but he's not.
He's not.
He's gay, though, now.
What?
I think he came out. I think Howie Long came out as gay. Because didn't Kelly Raspberry on Kid Craddock in Dallas loved him, and then that was her crush, and then he came out. I think he's gay now.
I think you're thinking of someone different.
No, one of the guys, Lance Bass, came out in NSYNC, and then Howie Long came out of Backstreet Boys, I thought. Am I wrong?
Howie Duroux is from Backstreet Boys. Howie Long played football, you fag. And I don't think Howie Long...
Who's Howie Long?
A football player.
How do you know a football player?
He's in everything.
How? You grew up in Pickens, South Carolina.
You know who Howie Long is. He looks like that. He had so many commercials.
That guy. Yeah, he was handsome. It would be Howie Long. But I think the other Howie came out. You thought Howie Long from football came out.
That was a very frustrating moment. This is why these shows take forever. I don't think he's gay. No, his spouse is a woman.
Who? You Howie Long?
Yeah, Howie Duroux. Oh. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Who's on first? Someone from Backstreet Boys came out, I thought. I guess not, because Kevin, he's married. Then Brian Luttrell, he's married. Howie Duran, he's married. AJ, he was just on Drag Race, but he's not. He's married.
No one.
I guess
one.
There's not a gay one from the Backstreet Boys.
No, you're making something up.
Oh, I'm thinking of the guy from New Kids on the Block.
Oh, he came Jonathan
out.
Knight.
He came out. Just, I was thinking of the same guy's dark hair.
That took so long to get to, and I could have answered that in one question. But you said it was someone else. Oh, my God.
Remember when you thought Howie Long was gay?
I didn't go to my phone.
You should have seen his face. What?
I did not think he was. I knew you were making up stuff so I could prove you wrong. Y'all, you have no idea the frustration I go through on a daily basis.
I'm crying. We got to take a commercial and I got to pull myself together. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I'm not hope.
Yeah, you definitely got into lead paint as a child. The only thing that explains
it. I could sue the graves. I wouldn't, though. They've been through enough. Poor Steven. What's your next D-bag? Oh, wait. No, it's my turn.
I don't know whose turn it is. I'm so...
What do we think about Storm choosing a lead? He talks about he wants to choose a lead deck, and he said...
I think this is a bad idea.
Okay, speak to that, because it looks like in the... I feel like they're leaving us in the editing. He's going to choose Courtney, but I don't know why I said Courtney, but I think he's going to choose Z because it's his friend.
Well,
and Courtney's going
to
be
either one, you're going to ruffle feathers because both of those two people are so close.
And I don't know. I guess he was the lead deck person, wasn't he? When Reagan
Storm,
was Bosun.
Storm was, yeah. But the problem is you're also going to alienate Jason farther. There is no upside to this.
I don't think it's a good idea either.
And also, there's no, you can't just make Courtney and Z co-leads.
No.
What he needs to do is just delegate more thoroughly because he's still afraid of delegating.
I think that is. Yeah, that's a good point.
So he's just letting his lead deckhand do it now.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a terrible idea.
It's a bad idea.
Especially doing it two-thirds of the way through the charter season.
If he picks Z, I think it's going to piss Courtney the fuck off.
Well, because then it's going to look, it's because he's his friend.
His friend. Because, y'all, I love Z, but when it comes to like, but it gets, I would think Courtney would be better because she's, they keep talking about how wonderful she is. She also seems a little more authoritative.
But
however,
she has almost zero experience compared to what Z has.
But Z has at least another year.
Yeah.
And Z does seem to be able to handle Jason.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's a terrible idea. Let's see. I'm still confused at what just happened. Y'all, if you could have seen my face when someone tells you the sky is green.
But for a second, you thought, because Howie Long takes really good care of himself.
He's a football player.
So if somebody said, hey, Howie Long came out, you could go,
no, and I would know.
A part of you believed it, because I realized he was probably part of your sexual awakening, because he's a good-looking man.
Maybe.
I thought he was hot. So is the host of The Bachelor. He was hot too.
I find myself being up on who's gay. And you telling me someone who's gay is not part of what I want to be.
Oh, God.
Because you only know things when the wagon train tells you the news.
NPR usually is the last one to put it out.
Yes.
And that's my go-to for news.
But not NPR that day, like 11 days later.
They really vet their sources. They don't just throw shit out there like other ones.
Just give me Dumois. Just give me Dumois just suggesting something will happen.
Okay. I want to say this. I was starting to like her a little bit better, but my next teabag is Talia dishes Dolly Parton. She's a fucking monster.
What'd she say about Dolly
she
Parton?
She said, I have no idea why Dolly Parton is big. I don't deal with old things.
Oh.
You're a monster and I can't like you now.
I think that was a joke, but yeah. No,
we don't joke about Dolly. Okay. We don't joke about Dolly like this. I can't like you now. This is a woman who makes wigs for dogs. She should be adored.
You make wigs for dogs. My next one, you know, I'm going to go ahead and call this now.
What?
It's time for Below Deck Med Theater.
Okay.
Barbecue sauce. I'll be playing the role of Captain Sandy. I want you to play first. This is the scene when Natalia comes onto the bridge.
You just want me to play a New Zealand or Australian girl?
Australian.
They're both Australian, right?
No, Tosh is from Northern England.
Northern. Oh, yeah. It all sounds the same to me.
They're very different.
I know. I know they are. So I'll play Tosh and then I'll play Talia.
No, Natalia's first.
Okay. All right.
And it's not like your Australian accent's going to be different. Just
it's true. It's true.
They're both going to be Scottish, probably.
No, it's not true.
Please don't do that.
It's
because
not.
That just makes it stupid.
No, it won't. No, it's not.
All right. I'll be Captain Sandy talking to you about... Here we go.
Okay.
Natalia, you know, I have a question for you. Whose laptop is this?
It's the Chief Stew's, Captain Sandy.
Oh.
Chief Stew's. It's they
you know,
here.
I just want to say, I saw you working this morning. You were working really hard.
Noticed you.
Yeah, your hips were really moving there.
I was bending over to clean some stuff. And
I know.
Did I heard you? I heard you moaning.
You're thin. You're thin in up top, but you're thick where it counts.
Okay.
You know.
I don't know why you're looking at it.
I'll tell you why.
Is that why the moaning?
I'm
came
a woman.
From? Oh, right. I was just, could you, the
anyway,
moment was okay.
Regardless, tell Tosh I want to see her when you get a chance.
Sure, sure.
And I'm going to take care of whatever you need to. I know you've been working hard.
I've been working. I know you have an issue. Yeah,
with
I really can't. I'm kind of doing everything myself. I'm doing the laundry.
Yeah, that's
I'm
enough.
Doing,
that's
okay.
enough. You know, I'm going to take, I'm going to put my finger on your lips right now.
I know
now.
You don't.
I'm going to take care of everything, okay? I'm going to whisper in your ear. Because Captain C Dog is on. Captain S Dog is on the case.
Okay. Is that
See you later, sweet cheeks.
Oh, all right, Captain.
Tosh, I need to talk to you.
Hey, Captain. Hey, Captain Sandy. How are
you? Hey. You need to get organized.
Hello. Yes.
You need to get organized.
Yes, I'm British. Yes. Okay, I'm here.
I gotta say, this is driving me insane.
Well,
the pantry is a fucking disaster.
Well, we've just been busy taking care of the.
And I'm just gonna be honest. That's the kind of shit that drives me crazy.
Okay.
So
Captain,
you need to manage that because I'm about to. I like almost fucking vomit every time I go in there. I'm gonna fucking vomit.
Please.
Okay?
Okay.
That stain's been there for 4 fucking days.
But here's the thing.
We were up till five in the morning.
Okay.
I'm not mad.
Okay.
I'm not mad.
You seem mad.
Sometimes when I'm not mad, I do talk louder.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. I want you to embrace your own potential. That's what I'm saying. Lead your division.
I was trying.
And I'm not mad.
Okay.
Although I'm raising my voice. I'm not mad.
You're making a face, Captain. You look angry.
Because you know what? There's an episode of Full House where Michelle won't clean up her room.
Not again.
And you know what happens? Danny Tanner goes in there day after day saying, Michelle, clean your room. Clean your goddamn room. Pretty sure he didn't say that, but I'm going to use it for emphasis.
Yeah,
and then Joey comes in and helps her clean her room without Danny knowing. And you know what? Later on, Danny said, I knew all along that Uncle Joey helped you clean your room, and you took credit for it. Who are you in this story, Tosh? Who are you? Are you Michelle? Are you Danny? Are you Uncle Joey? Are you Becky, who barely did anything? There's a right answer, Tosh.
I don't know, but I don't think one of them is. I'm going to say I'm.
I'll tell you who you are.
Okay,
you're Kimmy Gibbler.
Okay,
because she was always my favorite, and you're my favorite.
And
so get that pantry clean.
And scene.
That went in a weird area, but I'm here for it.
That was deep. Oddly enough, I feel sometimes when you go deep into Sandy the way you feel when I go into sexual Jenny, I feel a little repulsed because you kind of settle in there too much.
No, the energy is real. I know exactly the energy of where I'm going. Yeah.
It's a little too real right now. I'm going to be honest.
Like that poor Graves boy.
When I watched it, I howled just because this is finally.
This is textbook Captain Sandy, y'all.
Could you think about now that I've watched and uploaded? Captain Sandy takes everything as a personal offense
against her,
and she becomes so emotional about it
and
shaming.
And she smiles and she's like, you know, just saying. She's shaming.
She says just saying a lot.
Like
when she went at one point, she said like basically like, yeah, nothing makes me angrier. Just saying. And walks up the steps and they're all like, okay.
She's a terrible, if you've ever had a manager like this, you will know that it's the worst kind of manager to have.
Yeah.
Besides being a micromanager, they're going to explode on you and then apologize, and you will feel bad about, they'll make you feel bad about making them upset. That's what she does.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's awful.
Yeah.
I don't think I have,
I just want to say,
a lot of others.
I like her in a way because she's being aggressive and she's right about a lot of things. However, I think Talia is trying to start a mutiny on
this
boat. She's talking to Courtney a lot.
I think
trying to get Courtney on her side.
I think she's fed up with Tosh and Kyle kind of using each other as a shield.
Yes, they're clicks.
And what it means is she is always going to be left out to dry if something goes wrong.
And always probably, honestly, we don't see a lot of this, but I bet Talia's had to do the shit that no one wants to do.
Yeah. And she's feeling, because it started with Tosh letting Kyle do what he wanted on that gay charter.
Yep.
And then she took no responsibility.
None.
And Tosh wasn't being a good leader, and she showed weakness as a leader.
Yeah.
And you can't do that with Natalia.
No.
Yeah. So that's why she smells blood in the water, y'all. She's going to get in there.
They kind of got their just dessert where that y'all, this crew doesn't go to bed till 5:45 a.m.
Charter, you keep saying
charter.
Crew.
Yeah, sorry.
Now, I agree, that's too much.
See, I don't. I'm like, you chartered a boat.
No, I agree. I'm just saying that's a lot for them, but they still need to clean it up.
And so I'm kind of like, you're on a luck. That
right.
is, I never want to stay up till 5:40, but that would be when I probably would want to.
Or if Kyle could have written a note, it probably wouldn't have been best. Guess we're up to 5:45. I did what I could. I'm sorry, this is a mess.
And the way I would have done it, if it was me, I would have taken a bit of coffee or drank a Diet Dr. Pepper and cleaned it up and gone to bed later.
Right.
And then, granted, it probably would have been 7 in the morning, but just said, I'm going to start my shift late.
Right.
Because I know they have to sleep certain hours and they like.
Yeah.
So there's just something. My father would go ape shit. He would go ape shit. There's something in me. I can't leave my mess for other people.
Yeah. No, I get it. You don't want other people to feel put out.
And because she wakes up the next morning.
Nothing's been
done. And that's where it explodes. And she finally has, well, let's talk a little bit. She finally has a conversation. Again, I do respect Talia because let's talk about the conversation she has with Tosh.
Yeah. And she says, she's like, you either need to clean it up or we need to pull breakfast to later.
We need to pull breakfast or Kyle needs to, from now on, whoever is the late shift needs to stay up late and they have to finish everything. And instead of like taking the criticism, Tosh
shuts down.
She's like, I'll just clean it up. I'll just do it all. And I went, no, but that doesn't fix anything. Like you need,
she wants it to be everyone's best friend.
You need to validate what she's saying.
She's not a good chief stew. She's just not, y'all.
And I thought Talia went about. She talked to her. It was not aggressive. Even she was just kind of plainly speaking to her. She runs back to Kyle and says, "Well, Talia was just screaming at me." She used the words actually screaming at me.
And they both basically, instead of fixing their shit, they both decided she's been snitching to Captain
now
Sandy.
Now she's a snitch, and they don't like her to Captain
and
Sandy.
And so they
she doesn't give a fuck.
They didn't take responsibility for fucking up.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's going to be crazy because it's they're all tired.
Right.
This was a long charter for them, but it's Z's birthday.
Have they had their day off? Are they going to get their day off
soon?
It's
going to be next episode.
Yeah, probably.
So they're all going to go out for Z's birthday and probably get really drunk. Guarantee you it's going to be
yikes.
Fucking sloppy, sloppy, messy. There's only one thing I want to say. Y'all, if you're in a relationship and your boyfriend texts you and says, "You're weaker than I thought," break up with them immediately because that is abusive language.
I forgot he said that.
And that is terribly toxic.
And he's been saying stuff like, "We really had a lot of fun together. Don't let this go." And then his next project, next tactic was, "You're weaker than I thought."
I feel like if Tosh stays in this relationship,
that's abusive language. You're right.
He would hit her.
Yeah.
Because this is that kind of grooming language people use
and
to
then
make
you,
people.
And then you get negative with them.
And you can see how that punishes plays out her. In Tosh's pattern of how she is when someone confronts her
yep.
in a healthy way. Tosh probably actually felt like Talia was screaming at her.
Right.
When she was just speaking to her. And Tosh, instead of meeting the issue head on, immediately says, "Oh, that's my fault. I'm bad. Let me just fix it. Let me take care of it." It's like how it's all connected. But God, her boyfriend is a piece of shit.
Yeah. I'm sure they're together. Actually,
I hope not. They're not together. I hope she's not.
She's with another guy, of course, right now. I think we follow her on Insta.
Y'all, Howie Long's a homosexual. Who knew?
Not.
Who
slander.
Knew? Who knew? Y'all, that's
and
the
neither
show.
Is Howie Durow.
That's
we
the
finally got around to it. That was Jonathan Knight, who everyone knows is gay.
That's the show, everybody. You can go to our website. Or no, you can't, but
what
I'm working
a fool's up. Errand that 5 minutes was.
I enjoyed it. You can go to Reality Gays Podcast.
Well, I'm glad
on
I was a clown. Actually, I was the straight man to let you play your clown act.
I loved it. Just to see your face. Nothing gives me more joy than making Poodle angry.
Accuracy and being correct about something is so important to me on this show.
And I give two shits about it.
And I just...
I could care less. Anyway, y'all, well, about that at least. Sometimes I do. All right, you can go to our Instagram, Reality Gays Podcast, our TikTok, Reality Gays. Follow us on those. Share if you care. Y'all, we're really trying to bump up our social media. And again, the more social, the more listeners we have, the closer we're going to come to your smaller town.
Exactly.
Exactly. So share to your Instagram store. Press that little airplane button, and it just means a lot to us. We really, really appreciate that when you share to your story or
and
to
And we'll
your
like
account.
It.
We will. We'll reshare it. All right, everybody. That's it. We'll see you next week. Have a good week. But until then, remember, it's
Anchors Are Gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.